There you are. I was getting worried. I know. I know. It's a lot, isn't it? The city, the people, the everything, the noise. Yeah. I find myself overwhelmed by it frequently. Well, and Waterdeep anyways. Are you going to be okay? That's fine, that's fine. You don't have to be okay right away. I just want you to know that I'm here for you. Okay? Good. Let's take a deep breath. In. Hold it. Hold the breath. And out. There we go. In. Hold it. And out. Do a few more of those, okay? Well, this may surprise you, in fact, but there are a number of books on the topic. Books which I have read, admittedly, because, well, to be quite frank, I suffer from similar problems. What? You think I live in a tower because I like people? Nah, Tara's one of the only people I tolerate. You as well, of course. But no, I... Sometimes I prefer solitude to large groups of people, or simply the company of a preferred person at the time, over being in a crowd and being surrounded by people that I'm just noisy. The worst of it is when I have to actually socially interact with someone. Oof. Gods forbid I'm ever put in that situation. Well, I think about deep breathing. Reading some of my favorite books. Old facts found in ancient tomes or new scientific or geographic discoveries. Yes, the occasional novel here and there is indeed a fun thing. Sometimes I think back to my favorite parts in those. My favorite parts? The happy endings. The reassuring part that no matter how rough the middle or even the beginning is, things can always get better. Now, sometimes it takes the hero doing something they don't want to do, making a sacrifice, being bold, changing their perspective on the world and themselves, healing through whatever issues they've been through. And that's difficult. Sometimes the hero has to forgive themselves and move on with their lives. And trust me, forgiving yourself about the past, about what was done to you, sometimes it feels like a 12th level spell. Absolutely impossible to pull off. Magic so powerful, the goddess of magic herself banned it from all wizards and sorcerers and spellcasters. You'd think it would take divine intervention for something like that to happen. But the truth is, it's much simpler, really. Overcoming things is difficult. And it's much harder to do alone. Which is why I consider myself so fortunate that I have you. Even if we are just friends at the moment. I do feel fortunate to have you in my life. You've given me so much perspective. You've been an ear. I can tell my thoughts and ridiculous lore to. And I like to think that I've been the same to you. Good. Is there anything you need right now? I'll leave you be for a bit then. Or perhaps I'll get someone else to help. Well, as fun as I am to be around, something tells me you're afraid of opening up to me. I know. I'm nervous too. Nervous about being judged. But I think there's someone here who's never afraid of that sort of thing, and who's never going to judge you for it. I'll go get him.
Here's our intrepid hero.
As promised, one Horsen.
You could have easily asked Minsk. I doubt he would ever judge anyone for their faults or troubles.
That's very true. But you've been with us for longer, and you're a good listener.
I do appreciate it, Gale. And you know you are always free to come to me with any thoughts you have. Or desires.
Ah, yes. Perhaps we shall focus more on the thoughts aspect.
Whatever would help you. Now, let me get on your level. Have a nice seat here.
Care to join us, Gale? Oh, I'll find a chair. Be right back.
I enjoy floor days, too. Just sitting or laying on the earth. Feeling the world around me. Yes, sometimes everything that happens in the world can be overstimulating. Wild. Even in the midst of a forest. But I always take comfort that in nature everything is doing its role. It is indeed chaotic. In the forest, in the fields, in deep oceans or high mountains. Chaos is natural, and nature is chaotic. I've adapted to that kind of mayhem. I'm still adjusting myself to large crowds of chattering people. Stones and wood that is not alive. Nothing but the people, or the rats, I suppose, is alive here in Baldur's Gate. I feel no connection here. You need not apologize. I came with you willingly. You have helped me so much. How could I not do the same for you? And besides, the cult of the Absolute is indeed a dangerous threat. If I did not do my utmost to stand against the peril, to all the people of this city, of the world, and nature, I would never forgive myself. But enough about me. Tell me what's been on your mind. Yes, the people are overwhelming. The bright lights at night, yes. There's something odd about gas and oil lamps. Gnomish creations, I'm certain. They feel strenuous. Too bright at a time when the only light should be a torch or a candle. or the brightness of the moon and stars. I am able to use just a fraction of wild shape to enhance my senses. And I've noticed I've had to dull those all back. Everything is incredibly intense. Too powerful. I know you feel the same way at times. Your senses and your magic, they are powerful. And being around so many foreign experiences, unwelcome experiences, especially having to talk with strangers and deal with their problems. You just want to be left alone. And I completely understand that. Truth be told, I never really wished to be leader of the Grove. I enjoy my solitude, wandering the woods alone, in wild shape. A bear, a crow, a panther or a wolf, usually as a bear or owlbear. They have few natural predators, so they are more frequently left alone. Of course, if I am approached by a predator or dangerous creature, my wild tongue... No, no, no. That is not a euphemism. My ability to speak with animals through my druidic talents. That would explain it. I'm not familiar with official terms that bards and wizards may use for it. But yes, oft-times I am able to speak with the other creatures around me to let them know I pose no threat, that I am not on the hunt, nor on the prowl to defend territory. I am simply there to find peace. And animals are often far more understanding of the need for peace than humans are. With humans, elves, dwarves, what have you. Looking for peace seems strange, as though there is something wrong with wanting hectic chaos in one's life. The Grove was not often chaotic. It was a good, quiet place, able to be self-managed by individuals who also wished to be closer to nature. There were many times I never had to get involved in anything at all. And when I did, I would always do so with fair and wise judgment. At least I try to think that I did. You are kind to say so, my friend. I hope, if it is not your desire, that you never find yourself in a position of leadership or having to manage so many others. It is chaotic and difficult, I find often. That is not to say I do not enjoy the company of people I care for. But sometimes I need a moment to walk alone. Other times, I desire to walk with those I care for, those I hold close in my heart, those like you. I'm just thinking. Whatever would someone think if they saw someone walking through the woods, conversing with a bear that seemed to be conversing back? Or perhaps they walk silently in peace, merely enjoying and embracing each other's company and camaraderie. Yes, I suppose you could also become a bear if you so chose. Well, even if you can't at the moment, there is always the possibility for you to master such an ability. You are clever enough and versatile enough to do so, even if you choose not to be a druid. And if you do choose to change and be a druid, I will be right there to help you. I find myself a far better teacher when there is only one student to teach, rather than an entire group.
There's that smile I love to see. I see I made the right choice getting Halsin for you.
Yes. I'm discovering I have more in common with them than I previously thought.
Really? Is that so?
Fear not. I will not tread in your territory unless you both desire it.
Well, that is a conversation for another time, but I like to think we can all be cordial. Or be friends here.
You are indeed correct. We are all friends, and we all care for one another.
I find these statements to be true and factual. And I have an idea. I want you to feel open and free and not constrained. And I know I have my tendencies with you, but I don't want you to feel like I'm another overbearing, overstimulating thing in your life that you feel obligated or burdened by. No, instead I want you to feel free and safe and happy. So maybe the two of you can take a nice walk in nature. Something nice and quiet, perhaps. Something peaceful to enjoy the weather. It is a rather lovely day.
It is, Gale. And I feel like you could also benefit from the fruits of nature.
Perhaps another time. I need to think on certain things and really work on myself.
I am always here to assist with that as well. Perhaps after our dear friend takes a walk in nature with me, you can do the same.
I wouldn't mind that.
Or perhaps the two of you can simply cuddle together, and you can read to her.
I would like that, really. Talking about our favorite books together. Maybe reading a new one that I haven't read before.
See? It will be a beneficial experience for you both. And you can sit together and enjoy the sounds of each other's voice for the long hours into the night, before the moon and stars rise far from the city, and you can enjoy those moments of peace you need.
You as well, Halsin.
Well, shall we be on our way, my dearest friend? Excellent. And never you fear, I shall have you back in more than enough time to enjoy Gale's exquisite cooking.
It's nice to actually be able to buy ingredients from somewhere, instead of having to scavenge for them.
Perhaps on our hike through the woods, I can find some other exquisite spices.
Nothing toxic, I hope.
I would never do that. I am not Minthara.
That's very true. Well, I'll trust your exquisite nose and senses to find us something spectacular.
And I trust your intellect and memory to be able to make something extraordinary for us and for our dearest friend.
I won't disappoint either of you. Have an amazing time.